Hey, welcome to the garage. I'm Big Jim O'Brien, your host. Host of the morning show here at WCSX in Detroit, Big Jim's house. Okay, I want to talk about a couple cars we've done some reviews on this week. First one, we'll start off with the GMC Sierra Denali, the one, the tailgate one we've all been talking about. Then after that, we'll move to the three-row SUV. That would be the Mazda CX-9. Okay. Now, maybe it's me, but like 4 or 5 years ago, I remember Ford had this tailgate where you could flip it down. There was like a yellow handle that came out of the top, and that was sort of the step up. You guys remember that? And then, unless I'm totally crazy, Chevrolet actually did a commercial ripping it. Howie Long was poking fun at the guy. Now, a friend of mine had that Ford truck, and I'll admit, we didn't use it. He didn't use it. He never took the thing out. So when we get our hands on the GMC Sierra Denali, you've seen the commercial on TV, everybody talking about, you know, where they're all carrying the tailgates. I like this. I like the way it works. It's really cool, the functionality of it. Now, the two buttons on the back of it, you figured it out like in 10 minutes, and it was ready to go. You can even see how easy it was to fold down inside and out. You can extend the bed using the extended tailgate. If you're on rebar or wood, whatever you're putting them back there, you can do that. And then when it folds down to the second part, you'll notice these four, I call them punches right there, these kind of flat blank things for you to use. You could put a sound system in there. You could put, I think it's a kicker sound system, 100 watts as you're tailgating. It's going to be more interesting when they do start introducing hybrid trucks to do that. But for now, you're not going to have that big of a draw on the battery. And even have the little handle on the side. So is this something you're going to use? Yeah, I really think you are. And that's the thing about the GMC Sierra Denali. There are different types of trucks. You've got like, a city truck. You know, the smaller trucks we talk about, like whether it's the Colorado or the Ranger, you see the smaller ones. People use them in cities because it's smaller and easier to get around. Or maybe you live in the burbs and you go and get a half yard of mulch once a year. Then you get to your work trucks. Straightforward, blue collar, just beat the hell out of them work trucks. And then you start getting to your luxury trucks. Again, for Ford, the F-150, it's unlimited. You've seen the Ram, the high-end ones. But then when you talk about the Denali, by name, that just means it's going to have everything. This truck has everything. Everything. As you look inside here, you can see we've got every single switch. It's like being inside an Apollo mission. Now, I know you're saying, I don't need all the switches. Well, you don't need all the switches, but here's what's really cool about it. You can use them all. This truck is a mobile office, which we'll get to in a second, but this truck works for work. It works for hauling the family. Incredibly comfortable. I like the interior. Some people have been bagging on the interior saying it hasn't been updated. They're going to do that next year. I had no problem with the interior. The fit finish, the materials was fantastic in there. You could seat four, maybe even five people comfortably. Everything you need inside for towing a truck, whether you're towing your boat, whether you're towing a camper, you name it, it's all in there for you. The other thing you're readily going to notice is it just rides. The 10-speed transmission is seamless. 6.2-liter V8, 420 horsepower, 460 pound-foot of torque. Plenty of power for whatever you're doing. But I want to give you the best example why the GMC Sierra Denali, to me, is the perfect mobile office. I had to drop my son off an appointment. I had a couple hours to kill. I go to this coffee shop. I'm sitting in the coffee shop, and I got my tablet out, and I'm sending some emails to my producer, Ryan, who loves it when I do that repeatedly in the afternoon. So I'm just sending out emails, and then I wound up eventually leaving the coffee shop, going back to the truck, using the Apple CarPlay, plugging my phone in, using the Wi-Fi in the truck. I was more comfortable, I got more work done, and I wound up turning into a mobile office. That, to me, is the power of the GMC Sierra, the Denali. Now, are you going to pay a lot of money? You're going well over 60 grand for this. But if you're going to go there, you should have an expectation, a reasonable expectation, that they're not going to miss anything. And that is the beauty of the GMC Sierra Denali. You're going to love the tailgate, you're going to love the interior, you're going to love the way it rides. It really is a high-end truck. I own a Ram, all right? I bought a Ram truck. That's my work truck. If I had the cash, the Denali would be the one I would drive every day. It's that good. So I'll give it an A.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, let's move on to Mazda and the CX-9, the three-row SUV. As we all know, there are thousands of SUVs flooding the market, all different makes and models and sizes. We've got CUVs and the larger ones and the mid-sized ones. So where does the CX-9 fall in? I will readily admit I'm a huge fan of Mazda, the driving experience, the way they handle, the way they're set up. And the Mazda CX-9, as far as the driver goes, I'm right there. We drove the Signature Edition, the all-wheel drive. And if you're in the driver's seat, it's a great ride. It's just another beautiful Mazda to drive. But here's the thing, and I want to talk about this because I guess it's kind of a shot at some of the people that do automotive reviews. How can you review an SUV with three rows if you don't have a family? The whole point of an SUV is functionality, right? That's why they're overwhelming sedans, why everyone's buying SUVs. In our mind, we can use them for all sorts of things, whether it's groceries, taking the kids to a hockey game, road trips, vacations, picking up stuff, comfortably having more cargo room. When you get in the CX-9, there's a couple things you're going to notice right away. If you flip up the third row, I could barely get a gym bag in the back of it. Seriously. Now, my son, who's 15, who's not the tallest guy in the world, he was very uncomfortable in the second row. It didn't recline. When he was trying to reach down for things, it was ergonomically, it didn't lay out very well, which is startling for Mazda, because Mazda cars, generally, when you look at the interior, they're beautiful, which comes to the third thing. I know you're trying to position it as a three-row SUV, which, by the way, four people, that's all you're getting in there. The third row, you're never going to use it. You're never going to use it. Maybe if you're going to Chuck E. Cheese, that's it, but you're never going to use it. But then they wanted to put in a DVD player, entertainment system, right? The whole idea of the family vehicle. It looks like they went to Mickey Shores, to be honest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, remember when DVD players first came out and you strapped them to the back of the seat, had the Velcro wrap that went around them? That's what it looks like. So that's the conflict. The CX-9 itself to drive is a beautiful Mazda. It's fantastic to drive. It's like all the Mazda brand. Their cars are wonderful to drive. The CX-3 as a three-row SUV, not so much. Not so much. It's kind of a fail. And it's pretty frustrating there, too. I'm going to give it a C. And I know Mazda could do better because I've driven better. So I understand what they were shooting for, but at the same time, it didn't quite work out the way they wanted. So there you go. The GMC Sierra Denali, loved it. The Mazda CX-9, in my opinion, wasn't my favorite. So you can check them both out. Oh, we will also have the reviews posted at WCSX.com. Follow me on Twitter at WCSXJim. You can email BigJim@WCSX.com. Easiest way to get hold of me there. Thanks again for the time. Thanks again for checking into the garage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.